You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going down, everybody? I'm Josiah Johnson. This is Gilbert Arenas. This is the No Chill Game 4 Watch Party presented by Underdog Fantasy. We out here, we got some beverages, we got some legends, we got some snacks. We got Matt Barnes. We got the first athlete in UCLA history with a two-way, Mr. Ray Yizzle, Ray Young in the building. We got Jared Jeffries in the building. We got some Celtics and some Warriors. Celtics up 5 right now, 8:23 to go in the third quarter. How's everybody feeling about this game, man?
I know is Jared is a bad influence on my life. Man.
Oh, we still got it. We got a salute.
I had to play with him.
Jared is a bad influence. Jared drinks like I smoked.
Right.
Too much.
All right, we're back.
Come on, play.
Sheesh.
I'm still going Celtics by 6.5, buddy. I'm still.
Oh my God,
we got, we got Chef Ali in the building here with the. He been. Look at all these snacks.
Oh, Chef.
We got more Chef.
Okay,
we
Chef.
You got some fajitas?
Here, trade these out. Take those.
Fajitas.
God. Okay, Porter. We need that.
Hey, man, did you give me a double?
Thank you.
Was that a double?
Hey, those are hell.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We are live on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, every spot you could think of, and on Fubo Sports Network. Look at us. Look at how we're doing it. And just a reminder for y'all, anybody who's trying to get that Fubo plug, 15% off your first month, go to Fubo.tv/Gil. Get the hookup so you can join us.
Tell them Matt sent you. Oh, no, never mind. That ain't gonna get you no plug.
If the Warriors lose this, game, is this series done?
Yeah, it's done.
They can't come back with 3-1?
Whatever team wins 2 in a row, in my opinion, is over.
It's over?
Yeah. Whoever, even if the Warriors pull this off and it goes 2-2 and they win, I just say any one of these teams that win 2 in a row is over. Can't happen.
I just think that historically, like, Steph in the finals can't sustain a high level of play for 7 games. He's never done it. Hmm.
We have Steph fans watching this. I just want to warn you.
No. There ain't no disrespect.
They're a fiery. They don't listen, though.
No, what I'm saying is look at how he scores. Yeah. Everything has to be a pick and roll, dribble, step. He's wasting so much energy.
Correct.
To carry this team. You know what I mean? So it's not like, you know, he could take some plays off, put him in the post, he can get some easy baskets like that. Everything for Steph is high energy scoring. So it's kind of hard.
Unless we play defense and get some more shit in transition.
But when you're a small guard, it's not zippering into the post, catch the ball at 12 foot.
That's fair.
You know, turn to shoot.
He has the constant movement.
It's so dangerous, but it also tires them out.
Yeah.
And then they attack them on defense.
Yeah. And then when game 6, game 7, when the score is, even tonight, a low scoring game, when you're going to score in the hundreds and not in the 120s,
mm-hmm.
it's a tough battle, man. It's like, because those 30-foot shots aren't as free.
Well, my whole thing is, I mean, with Golden State.
So, like, what Wiggins is doing, like, if that was Steph.
Can't.
But is it, he has to always come off pick and rolls, pin downs, pop. But no, he's gonna hit him. You gotta remember, he's gonna hit him, but that means for him, he has to score 30 every single game.
Correct.
You don't think he can do that?
No, he can do it, but they can't win.
Historically, he has not done that in the finals.
Well, historically, he averaged 26 the year Iguodala got finals MVP, then KD, he didn't have to do it. So this is his first time he has to do it.
I agree with you, but even the year that they lost, he was not able to put together
consistency
in the finals because it's a long season.
I agree.
For a small guard, it's a long season, which is why I think Isaiah Thomas deserves so much credit for what he was able to do.
Like, but you got to remember that. But that's why when you look at my predictions on who can win MVP, that's why Klay was up there first because indeed. I'm calculating what Steph has to do to win MVP.
Yeah.
He has to be great every game. Using that energy, playing defense, keeping his team involved, making a comeback, that's just too much for him. I've taken 3.
2, 3. 2.
Nah, you ain't gonna pull a trick on me.
You took 2. You only took 2.
3. Thank you.
Cameras don't lie.
You want me to chime in?
Yeah.
Nigga, you took 2.
Thank you.
You slow walked the 3. Second one.
I slow walked the second one, then he just gave me.
You just said I'm gonna give you $100 for 2 shots. You said $100 for 2 shots.
I took my second shot when in there.
You just said $100. You said $100 for 2 shots. Stupid.
I
said no, $100 a shot.
Yeah, and I took my shot, my second shot, went in there, grabbed $100, and I just took a shot.
Take those shots.
This is real life.
I took a shot and threw the money at you.
No, you did it. Just give me the money, man. You only took 2 shots. What you gonna do?
I just took a shot and threw the money at you.
Don't throw the money.
I took the shot and threw the money at you. I just did that and took the shot. I'm gonna take my 4th shot. All
right? You're not in boxing, right?
Who you supposed to be fighting? Who you supposed to be fighting?
No, I ain't doing no more.
We ain't little kid no more. We ain't little no more.
No. Who you gonna be fighting?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I'm about to fight your ass in a minute.
This is real life. Yeah, this is not like any post-game show you're going to see. You're not catching this on other networks. This is real life. These gentlemen had a bet. They're figuring it out.
What you doing?
I don't need to take it right now.
There's still some beverage in the cup.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Watch. If this plays back and I took 4,
hey.
I'm coming in your house. With that thing. With the thing. I want my money back. Man, this is a lot. You had him at the free throw line to pop out to the 3-point line.
Cuz, this about to happen. Another bucket. It's raining at 3.
Best rebound. Pass it one more time. One more time.
Man, mama!
Oh.
Fuck. Stupid ass thing.
Yo, you got Scott Foster. Back door. No, you shoot that, dude.
You got a sauna?
Yeah.
How you still fat?
I got a sauna and I'm still fat.
Nah, I be living in here. Nah, for real?
Yeah.
You don't use it though, huh?
Like 10 minutes?
A damn shame, yeah. And you got the state of an art gym. Still get away 55 pounds overweight. They used to weigh 172 in the NBA, now they're 272.
Is Jaylen Brown far off of Tatum?
No.
I know we talk about Tatum all the time, but how far is Jaylen Brown off of actually being actually being a star? Is he top 15? Is he top 20
in the league?
Yeah.
I don't think he get that much credit for what he does.
Other than we don't give him, we don't pay attention to him. Yeah. Is he top 20 at least?
The way he playing right now.
He's elevating. Yeah.
Top 20?
I mean, it's the highest.
Because if Tatum is at least top 7, 8, 9, where's Jaylen?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's top 10.
How far?
Do you think he's top 10?
No, he gotta be in the next 10.
Next 10. So top.
So let's go.
Because Scotty top. Because it's like even in the highlights, we don't see him in his highlights.
So let's go.
But he had what 20 something, right?
So let's go by his conference, right?
Huh?
So where is he far as player in his conference?
What is he? What does he play as a 3?
No, I'm just far as overall. Ooh. In the Eastern Conference, where is he?
Because he played defense too. So, he played both.
Put him over Giannis. You don't put him over Embiid. You don't put him over Brown. You don't put him over Jimmy Butler. Do you put him over Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler regular season and Jimmy Butler playoffs is two different people.
Just overall playoffs.
But I'm saying it's two different people.
I don't agree with
regular
that.
Regular season Jimmy versus playoff Jimmy was different.
With that. It's the same fucking player.
It's
just the same fucking player. He's just more aggressive. That's all. Same fucking player.
But it's different.
No.
Because if you average 17 during the regular season and then average 45 in the playoffs, you two different players. I will give Jimmy the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Because it's a playoff performances. Okay.
I don't know. Jimmy like struggle
buckets. So LaMelo, so who else is
his
in the East?
His buckets come more naturally.
Struggle buckets.
Struggle buckets.
Struggle buckets.
Zach LaVine.
Jimmy got a lot of struggle.
DeMar DeRozan. They ain't gonna forget about them, huh?
Who?
Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar before this year, and I think DeMar got his confidence up. He was killing.
So.
I didn't like DeMar as far as.
So right now, so I'm just trying to count. So you say top 25, so I'm just trying to get to where he is in the East, and then we could deal with that monster at West. 25.
He got to at least be top 25.
I can give you that.
Chip right now.
I can give you that. Yes. Yes. Top 25 in the league today, yes. Yes.
If he wins Finals MVP, where does he go up that ladder?
But what's so funny is he has the best percentage of winning right now.
Still top 25.
Since they're up 2-1.
Still
top 25. Okay. It don't move the
needle. Can he go to like 23?
It don't move. Can he go like 23?
It don't move the needle.
It's like an equal dollar situation.
No. He's average. He's probably leading the team in scoring.
Yeah, he's played the most consistent.
He's played the most consistent.
Because Jason Tatum didn't play well game two.
After watching these first three games.
That's another elite then, though, if you get Finals MVP. That's different.
Nah, but still don't move the needle, though.
Huh? They still don't move the needle.
The other guys still who they are.
They still don't move the needle.
I'm saying the other guys still who they are, who we named.
Yeah.
That's real.
I'm saying? Hold on. So we didn't mention Kyrie and KD in that conversation.
Yeah. But we're going to just say, we're going to put them at 20 and 25. All right? We're going to put them at 20 and 25.
And then you go to the other conference, and it's like
20 and 25.
No.
Then you had other conferences.
Kyrie and KD out of
so 2025. You're not gonna put him in front of Kyrie and KD.
No, you're not.
This year, KD only played because Kyrie only played two.
And as an overall basketball player, I'm not putting him over Ben Simmons. Shit. As an overall basketball player, I'm taking Ben Simmons.
I don't know. I can win with James this year.
Yeah.
I'm talking this year. No, this year, not overall.
Talking about the skill set. Is he top 25 this year, next year, the year before,
after that? This year,
he should be higher than both of them.
2025.
I'm gonna punch this nigga, but he been practicing. No, but you've been practicing boxing. I ain't stupid.
Nigga still can't fight.
I ain't stupid.
I said, I ain't saying fight me. You said you've been practicing boxing. No, the statement was.
Why does it always go from basketball to fighting?
No, he said he wanna punch you.
I wanna punch this man.
He said, you've been.
Now, LA, he gonna start off like this. Where you going?
You don't take this abuse no more?
No, I'll be here with y'all.
Come on, man. Why you always do this? We even told y'all we gonna beat them up, whoever beat you up. I can't wait to
bet.
Now you ain't gonna get no. You ain't gonna lose.
Can you talk about the hand out here?
I don't want a bad thing to happen to
you.
What, are you taking a drink with
you?
Oh, this really just happened, y'all. If y'all watching this stream, this really just happened. This is real.
No, he's really fighting Blueface, though. He's fighting Blueface, bro.
Nah, you look at Trae Young right now.
Yep.
Trae Young is gonna knock Steph Curry's three record out of the water. Trae Young is gonna break. He's a better shooter, but I agree. I'm not saying that. He's gonna break the 3-point record in like year 10. Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young. Are gonna destroy Steph's 3-point record.
Ooh.
And but you gotta.
I'll say Trae Young.
Not better shooters.
I'm just listening to you gotta
remember. You gotta think about it.
Makes.
You gotta remember, Steph didn't really catch his value.
Correct.
Until 27.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
You gotta remember, until 27, he won his first championship. 25, 26, he starts getting. Them ankles was bad those first 4 or 5 years.
Correct.
These guys. If you look at their numbers, their first 4 years,
light years ahead.
Trae Young is so far in hand.
Donovan Mitchell is a sneaky one that you wouldn't think of.
I said this and I got roasted after year two. Everybody thought I was crazy. I'm just like, no, this is just the numbers.
Because they're comparing Steph now.
But that was the point. It was like, what about 2016? I was like, bro, first 2 years.
You look at trajectory. It's like, they don't got to remember. They didn't know because he was so hurt. They didn't know Steph existed.
Well, you got
to
remember
from 14 to this year.
Well, you remember how mad the Warriors crowd was when they traded Monte and kept Steph? Remember, like, they booed the fuck out of ownership.
Bro, listen. No, listen. I was in a room where there was a real talk for Kenneth Faried in the first for Klay Thompson. Mm. I was in that room, man. It was a real conversation.
Mm. Hey, I can tell you this. The Warriors need to thank Kevin Durant because they offered Kevin Durant the max, not Steph.
Yes.
Mm. You remember they were both up at the same time. They offered KD the max. They said, we're giving you the max.
Yeah.
Hell no.
And Kevin Durant was like, no, hold on.
That's
not how you do business.
Yeah.
He's your guy.
Wow. Mm.
You give him your max.
Interesting.
I'll take the pay cut. Mm.
There's a real 30 for 30. Mm. And we
did it. So KD is the reason that this team is still intact because he took the pay cut.
It's KD and it's the new TV deal that jumped the
cap
by 12 million. There's a real 30 for 30 about everything. Steph being hurt, okay? Signing the best contract ever. A two-time MVP making $10 million, like under that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
David Lee getting hurt in the playoff series because Draymond was never gonna play.
He wasn't on court.
He wasn't gonna play. David Lee gets hurt, now Draymond comes on. They do that. If Draymond was this good, they didn't believe that. They wouldn't have drafted Festus Ezeli in the first round and Draymond in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into KD, wanted to come there, the cap jumping up to that number. I think we did it one time, we did an exercise. There was like 18 things that went right to build that Golden State team.
Mm-hmm. But like, it started with
Steph Ankle.
With Steph Ankle.
Steph Ankles.
Because you remember,
ankles, bro.
You remember Jrue Holiday was the best player in that draft at that point. He was the first All-Star.
No, not even that. Minnesota already had drafting Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn. Like, why would you draft two point guards? Like, that should have been Steph.
Hey, you work for him now. Why are you even asking?
Huh?
He said you work for him now.
Hey, man, look, sometimes when you make bad decisions, sometimes you make bad decisions, you make bad decisions. Since I'm here, we've been making great decisions. Since I'm here, we've been making excellent decisions. It was more of, because Eddie only cared about offense. He really only, like.
So you were good.
Eddie's offense, that's all that he really
did. So they were good. They were tight then.
Yeah, that's just that Eddie's offense was like, as long as I don't challenge his offense,
you were good.
I can do whatever I want to. I don't give a shit who he had me on defense. If I came and I got this at halftime, I'm like, damn, Curry got 33. All right, Jared, look, Jared, you get Curry. I'm going to get Otto Porter. I do not want that 50 piece on me.
No, you're the quarterback. Give him like hot route. I'm like hot route, hot route, hot route. I'm like, what is hot route right now? I don't know what hot route is.
Hot route. Jamie Foxx and Emmitt Gibbons Sunday. Oh. He didn't know none of the plays, so he was just making up shit.
Yo,
you would have that bad. You would have hated me.
No, listen. You would have tried to fight him at least 400 times.
I just made up
any defense. You can be guard your man, shut your man down. I'm getting my ass waxed over here. I'm like, all right, man. Coach said you got Steph.
Yeah.
That's where Hibachi came from.
Yeah.
Hibachi came from, I was getting cooked every night.
Oh, it wasn't for you.
It wasn't skills? Him cooking. He was getting cooked. I was like, man, they in here serving grill up.
Yeah, so the little two, him and Brendan was like,
yeah,
man, they got the Hibachi grill out on you.
Remember the guy with the sticks? Come in there cooking.
Yeah.
So like, you've been cooking every night.
Serious.
You've
been
cooking every night.
Finals MVPs matter.
So where's Steph ranking you guys top 10? Is he in there yet?
Of course.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Top 10?
See, me,
you don't think so?
The problem with me in all top 10,
For me, just him being a shooter, he's broke every record. Like, he's a champion.
You changed the game.
He changed the whole game.
Basketball globally, he's changed.
And he's consistent.
I asked, who you take out?
So he's not in your top 10 yet?
Not yet.
I'm not even
10.
Mad at
no. To his top 10.
He's not in yours? Top 10?
My top 10 is altered because I don't, like, after, like 85, anybody before that, fuck them. I didn't know, you know what I mean?
I can't. Sorry. I didn't see anybody from any other.
So Oscar?
I got Russell Westbrook. I got the same person to do the same thing. I got the same guy here to do the same thing. Like mine is, I can't go, like, I can look at your stats, right? I can look at your stats, and then I'm like, all right. And then I watch your game, and I'm like, bro, you trash. because of the lens I'm looking from now, right? I guarantee a Ferrari back in the 80s, I'm pretty sure that was nice. Today's Ferraris, and I got to look back at an 80s Ferrari, that's trash, right? And that's how I look at the players.
The evolution of basketball.
That's what I hate about the top 75.
It's hard. I agree.
Me, I hated the list because I'm sitting here like, yo,
it was some yeah.
If it's top 75, you have to be able to remove
some of the first
people who do not actually belong anymore because it's top 75.
I think had people who had a lot of historical significance, that's but weren't necessarily the top 75 players, with all due respect.
But how do you even vote on that? Because you're voting on people you never even saw play, right?
No, they just,
You're just voting on what that name used to mean back in those days.
Like the George Mikan, right? They have a drill called the George Mikan drill. Sure. Right? You would assume this never miss layups. You look at his percentage. You look at his percentage. If he had this percentage in today's game, he will be booed out of every arena. He was shooting 40% from the field.
As a big?
And he was the biggest man on the court.
Oh.
That's crazy.
And I was like, maybe it was a joke. Maybe it was like, the Mikey drill, he need to work on his layups. Maybe that's why. Because
so we taking out Oscar, putting Steph in.
I don't know who top 10 is.
So you got.
Who's top 10?
You got MJ. You got Magic.
Kareem. Are you going in order or are you just going?
No.
It's his name.
No. Bird.
Oh, you looked at me, my bad. I mean, I got some KDs, this is a LeBron.
That'll
mess with that.
Hey, Bird was what? Three or four chips,
but
right?
You know what? It's my rule of thumb is always, if you put Magic, you have to put Bird. It's just those just like connected.
Right.
So, all right, okay.
Tim Duncan, Shaq, Kobe.
Willie right there, huh?
Wilt, Kareem. That's 10 right there.
You said Wilt and Kareem?
Even say
Wilt, Kareem.
You already
Wilt.
Said Kareem.
I said Kareem Wilt. Already?
Yeah.
Dream?
Nah. See, that's the question.
Who? Dream?
That's the question. And he the dream.
And then we know didn't put no guards in there.
But you know he was cold, but.
Dream?
We didn't put no guards in there. And that's nobody from the new era. That ain't even no LeBron James. That's what I'm saying. We don't even. Why you think I cut half the list off for age? Like, yeah.
Yo. So where it seems like Mike is unanimous number one.
Braun.
Now where's Kobe at for y'all?
Man, MJ. For me, MJ, Kobe, Bron.
It mix it up and throw it up there.
But
that's how I feel.
But we're scoring.
That's the top three, though, right?
But remember, we're scoring, so it's like.
That's three.
Kobe play defense, though. My MJ play defense.
Yeah.
Bron played a little defense, but MJ and Kobe play defense.
That three right there, that's 1, 2, 3.
Right. That's 1, 2, 3.
I don't care how you want.
That's all I'm trying to tell people, man. 1, 2, 3. People, like when I'm over at ESPN, you see these rankings and they got Kobe 8 or
they
outside the top 10.
Like
you is a
disrespect.
You are crazy.
Code.
I be telling them, I was like, who? And I work there, I'm like, yo,
Kobe,
who is making these lists? Like real life disrespectful.
They do analytics.
Right.
They do the analytics.
Well, you
look
saw
at
at one point they said the Celtics had an 82% chance of winning, and I was just like, who is?
Because they look at stat sheets. They don't look at the game.
It's the eye test.
They don't have the eye test.
Yeah. Go out and guard that.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Don't keep talking about this ain't no lion. Go out there. Go put your hand in the cage.
Go guard him.
It comes to me, right, when we talk about Steph,
and when I look at Bron, MJ, I look at, you know, that caliber of guys, these dudes have been the best in the league over a decade. We talking about dudes that have ten all NBA first team. Mm-hmm. You know how hard that is, bro?
It's tough, bro.
That's tough. Steph has three all NBA first teams? Yeah. Four?
These boys got ten. His impact came in so at the right time. And I just think it reminds me of Magic and Bird. If you look at Magic and Bird's numbers, they're okay. It was because of what was going on during that time. Right. Racism. Mm-hmm. You had Boston in them versus LA opened up. And you got the two stars who actually weren't racist. They actually loved each other. They actually had fun. So it was a battle of versus them.
Was great though.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what it was more about. It was more about the racism.
Any of them two in there?
Nah.
See, greatness like that, we don't even think about.
Barkley was a motherfucking killer.
Yeah, he was one-sided.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
KD? Is KD already top 10?
I think he got to be.
KD top 10?
Already?
So. What year is this, 12 for
him? By the time he was 28, he had everything, as a scorer, he had everything.
He will be in my top 10. I'm just going by what guys have, what guys have accomplished in terms of championships.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And MVPs and all NBA teams and all that. KD is in my top 10.
Two peer scorers, is he the most complete score we've seen?
He would know better than me.
Yeah, but I would love to have seen KD more back to the basket, right? Kind of keep it a little bit easier. More getting more attempts at the free throw line.
You got to work hard for his.
Yeah.
That's the thing that when you're talking about greatness and players who like are it. If you look at their free throw line, they're anywhere from seven and a half to ten.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Consistent.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get fouled.
Just think about it. Average 30, and he probably shoot five free throws.
And had Russ with him, had James at one point. Yeah.
Imagine him getting to the free throw line 10 times. He's going to shoot 50%.
He still has time to get there, though.
He's the only player that can actually, in today's era, probably average 40.
No doubt.
Can he catch the scoring record?
Where he's at now. See where he's at scoring. He's got to be about 26.
He's only 28.
26, 27.
25,000.
What year is it?
He's not catching LeBron.
Nah, he ain't catching.
You gotta remember, LeBron has never had a major injury.
No, you're right.
Even though he's not a pure scorer, he still averaged 28 a game.
He ain't catching that.
He'll be top five in assists and Number one scorer. So
it's
all
like,
time.
It's like the person who's going to be Mount Rushmore Ken in Brock, numbers Ken, was never a
although
Pierce
it's jumbled up, we all agree Kobe, MJ, Bron. If can Bron get ahead of Jordan at any point?
No.
There's nothing he can
Why
do.
Why no?
The reason I say it is because the narrative that pushes is all Jordan era athlete. I mean, Jordan writers. So the Skip Baylesses and all them,
they're never gonna allow it.
There's, you gotta remember, the era of LeBron is not really in the field yet.
Deep in it.
They're deep in it. Yeah, we can put our narrative, but it's like all those guys are—they're Jordans.
Yeah, they're not
like,
gonna.
You ask Skip Bayless why he don't like LeBron. He can't even give you a real reason.
No reason.
He loves LeBron.
Just cause. Yeah, deep down, he loves him.
He loves him.
That's why he's on it so much.
Reason why absolutely he doesn't like him.
Right.
He just knows. I watch Jordan train. I watch Jordan play and work out, and Jordan's the best ever.
When you look at that Jordan era, you got to acknowledge the expansion era of the league. And what them dudes were saying about the league at that time.
He played against Jordan. I don't. So I.
And I'm not knocking Jordan, but you had eight teams in the league at that point. Jordan. No,
eight
not,
league?
Nah, eight teams.
No, they didn't. That was back when.
Who had 89-90?
Eight teams.
Six. Eight.
No, it was 2016.
No, Jordan.
It was
2018. MJ 89-90. They added four.
But that was then the 26.
Then they added Raptors and whatchamacallit, Grizzlies.
Yeah, to make it 30.
That was 95. Yeah.
So I'm saying, 26. So six teams in like an 8-year window or something like that.
Yeah, but he still, it was 24 to 28 to 30. Now you look back, Bill Russell, AAU, 4-4.
Not knocking it. Not hating it.
4-4, 3. Like, that'd be about it.
One thing I know about you, you don't the old school, boy.
No, because look. They use these blanket stats. Like, yeah, I got six All-Stars. You only had to go against three guards. You should have six. You played 14 years.
Yeah.
14 years and you had to beat two other guards to be in the All-Star game. That should be easy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's my thing. I look at their stats and their resume of all NBA teams and All-Stars, and I'm like, that's one in today's era. That's one. It was four teams on this side, four teams on this side. And you still had 12 people in the All-Star game. Bench players made the All-Star game. There's bench players who average eight in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, you know what's going to come, though? Not to switch it up, just watching this. You know they're going to try to push him over Bron. You know that's coming, right?
Steph?
Who?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh. Yeah.
Because he got four chips now.
Skip Bayless is like this.
You know it's coming.
Can't wait.
Skip Bayless to this motherfucking life. Yeah.
So what does Steph need to do to get on that Mount Rushmore? Or is that even possible?
Keep continuing. Just
he just got to keep. He got to stay on
longevity.
His path.
Longevity. His longevity.
He gets six rings. Is he
in that? If he get five and get another Finals MVP like he did, man,
he realize. This is about 7 years?
7 years what?
His run is, this is
eight.
No, for him, he came on the scene basically 2000, was that five, six, four, 14, 15?
Right.
That's when everybody knew Steph, 14, 15. Yeah. To now.
Look, there it is right there. It's a bad month.
Tough resume right
that's
there.
That's a bad move.
Eight all NBA. That's not.
See, that's just eight. See, that's
eight all NBA. So you know he got four. When you look at Bron shit, that's like 18.
Yeah, I know it's.
That's
six.
A difference. Right. You see what I'm saying? Right.
When you look
six.
At MJ, that's what I'm saying. He has eight. That's what you're looking at. You're eight, and you're like, oh, wait, how long has he been in the league?
What is?
Like Kevin Durant is on like 12. Russell has more than eight.
Yeah.
People don't look at it like that though.
Mm-hmm. I got seven. Mm.
I got three and I only played like 4 years.
I actually picked Golden State last year to win it. I changed it during the playoffs when I seen Boston because I thought Boston had a deep enough team and had the defenders to slow down Steph, but they didn't.
Golden State from the
I picked Golden State from the one. Jump.
For real?
I picked the last
because then all three of them, and I knew Wiggs with me every day. So my conversation with Wiggs off the rip, bro, you have to become a prolific role player.
Yeah.
And when Klay was out, he became an all-star. Mm-hmm. Now, me and him had a conversation when Klay came back.
Don't fall back to that role. Keep that same.
Because
passion.
The first three games, he dropped. I called him.
Like, what
the fuck you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, they not running shit for me. Nigga, I told you that from the beginning.
Yeah. Go get it.
What you talking about? Go rebound.
Yes.
And so now, if I show y'all my phone right now from just yesterday,
I love it.
The message that he texts me, I love you, bro.
Yeah.
Because it was just, I was like, bro, you got to get off your horse.
You see him out there flying around, grabbing offensive rebounds, putting bags.
My message is like, yo, you are amazing, dog.
I love it.
Because he got outside of who he thought he needed to be and became who he needed to become.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So I got to think, like, he's like, with all due respect, third or fourth option now.
That's what it is.
So he can focus on, let me go lock up. Tonight, I'm going to score 20. I'm going to get 16 rebounds tonight. Like, he's comfortable.
Catching the fourth guy over here. Mm-hmm. So his matchup is different.
Yeah. Playing defense.
Fourth guy averaging.
He was very impressive. Fourth guy was he was very impressive.
Started an all-star.
Think about that.
Very impressive.
And I think he had a little bit of a struggle, too, when Jordan Poole's emergence in the second half of the season, too. Yeah. And that was probably a mental thing. You know what I mean? So for them to just everybody be yourself.
Everybody
be yourself.
When they came back, we talked about it because it was right after all-star. And the team dynamics changed because Klay did come back. Mm-hmm. And if you go look at his stats and you look at performance and things like that, he took a step. He was trying to figure out the puzzle.
Which is understandable. Which
and that's hard to do. You know,
that is
that's
tough
hard
to do, man.
New, to this, hell this, yeah. this team, this core.
Yep.
With Draymond barking all day, every day.
Stuff, man.
Steph.
Yeah.
Now Klay's coming back. We're similar position. Yeah. Now this young motherfucker Poole is coming out and killing. Like, that's a lot to process.
Is,
and people think you just, once he figured out,
he
it was beautiful.
Out,
the thing is, not only, you got to be efficient in that role, too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You got to be real fucking efficient.
Correct me if I'm wrong, he was the second most important player behind Steph.
For sure.
Second most important player behind Steph.
He had a double-double in this series, right?
And he guarded.
He was like 19-11 or something?
Slow Tatum.
You go back and look at the whole playoffs, though.
Slow Tatum.
He dominated Luka. And you know, we talked about how high about Luka.
Luka's a motherfucker.
Go back and watch Wiggins one-on-one, picking him up full court. Crowding him, taking away space, sending him contestant, staying committed to. They would never beat Luka if it wasn't Wiggins.
Wiggins doing the job. We didn't even pay attention to Wiggins' defense.
He was picking up. I watched him because we never seen him pick up full court.
Didn't in the Dallas series, but this series I have.
But as I said, just overall, we never really looked at him as a defensive player because he was always on bad teams.
Yeah, there you go. And he's so athletic. He's so athletic that. For me and you, it may take us extreme effort to do something.
Mm-hmm.
When for him, he could just do it. I just see it as
he's
like
he's out there like a deer.
You know who he is? He's a younger Iggy. Mm. What Iggy gave him? Mm. That's what he did. Yep. Iggy knocked down threes. Iggy defended his ass off. Iggy rebounded. Oh,
I think Wiggins could score better.
He can score better.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that comparison at all. That's
he
a great
was better
comparison.
More overall.
Just a young, he's a young bird. Yeah, you're right.
I think, and I'll talk to him later. I think he's gonna come back even better now because we talked.
The pressure's gone. Relax. Oh, the pressure's gone.
He's gonna be relaxed.
Michael Jordan.
Hey, and Klay's coming back. We know Klay's coming back.
They're gonna be very good.
The pressure, everything gonna be so damn. Good.
Wiseman,
don't be surprised. They might win 70, bro.
Damn.
I don't know if they put that pressure on themselves again.
I don't know if you play Klay. I don't know.
They're young.
I don't know because you got to remember.
Poole, Wiggins.
Yep.
Kuminga.
They got the Wiseman.
Wiseman.
Number two overall. Number one overall.
Moody. Bro, they got five youngins.
And Klay,
they gonna run your ass to death.
And Curry only during that run, he was only playing like 32 minutes.
They're gonna be tough, bro.
And the way Curry plays, he can fit in anyway.
He gonna sit the fourth quarters
that
again.
That man can chill. He can play 30 minutes.
Yep.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I got a question. What's Ben Simmons' mental like right now? You're his guy. I'm a fan of Ben Simmons. I want to see him. I want to see him. Like, I think he's a special, special player, man.
He is, he is. Gil Ben, I've had Gil in the gym with me and Ben a lot, you know, because I respect Gil, is the way he thinks, his brain, his mindset. You know, the funny part is my feel for Ben when we're in the gym, he's always been a complete dog. I've never seen him dog out a fight. I've seen him, I've had him in the gym with the top players. I've seen him dominate. And his translation, like even with him having his little back surgery, you know, when he sent me a picture and said, man, this is what was going on in my back. I could tell y'all right now, I was the first motherfucker cussing him out every fucking day, saying, bro, you got a hoop. And he's like, bro, I cannot move. Mm. And there's nobody in there but me and him. I cannot
move. Can't play with the back.
You cannot. He said, bro, listen, I will try everything for you. Mm. And we're in there and we're going, and he's looking at me eyeball to eyeball. And once he had that back procedure, he said, bro, I walked out of the procedure. And so that's why I said Boston should have took advantage of this opportunity, because with KD and number what's Kyrie, number 2 or 11?
11.
Yeah, is it 7 and 11? Seven. When you got 7 and 11 and you got Simmons, that's an all defensive player, 6'10", that can distribute, can shoot,
guard.
He can guard. He's not afraid of anything. The East looks totally different.
Way different. Healthy Middleton makes the East different.
I told somebody when they was like, yeah, Ben Simmons is weak minded.
No.
And I said, you have to actually be a basketball player. He's a defensive player, right? I said, so when you're talking about defense, you're talking about a guy who's first team, all defense, which means mentally, they take the challenge of stopping him.
Yes.
He's going to guard you. He's going to guard
one through
me.
Five. Yeah.
He's going to guard. He can't be mentally soft, bro, to go and guard the best players.
He might lack some confidence on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
But soft?
No.
But people don't understand
it. I've seen him run through some people's shit, bro.
But what's the difference?
But it's the narrative.
But I've seen him pull when he plays with in the pickup with you. I've seen him come off the dribble, pull jumpers. I've seen him spot up and hit jumpers. Like, what is the difference? Is it that much of a mental barrier for him to do it in the game?
Well, that's my question. Is I have a great relationship with players,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not just standing over there like, oh yeah, guys. I ask the same questions,
right?
And it's more so is given the opportunity to go ahead. And sometimes some players need a push,
mm-hmm.
and a pat to say, you're the man. Well, in that situation, somebody else is considered that man, and without even saying names or whatever. So I think when you have a special talent and people can see your talent, the way teams play, it's really hard to have a franchise player that actually can distribute and run teams like a Chris Paul, mm-hmm. and can run a team. So why would you encourage someone to become something of taking shots away from other people if he does a great job of distributing and running the team?
I think he needed a what happened for Westbrook when KD went down and Westbrook had a team by himself and got a taste of like, I think that's what he needed.
We got him.
Like if Embiid would have missed 40 something games and it was like, all right, do you.
Mm-hmm. They actually did that in his first year. I don't know if you guys know. They made the playoffs, mm-hmm. because there was no Embiid. And he was playing 1 through 5. And he also, I'll throw this out there for all you guys, because you guys are amazing vets. He's never had a vet.
Yeah, man, I was just going to say that. They don't have vets no more,
so,
man.
So he didn't have a leader.
They don't have no
so
vets no
he
more.
Didn't have, but Finley wasn't bringing vets. Yeah. Y'all have to understand, they kept calling themselves the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So since you're calling yourself the process, you're not bringing in someone that say, hey, bro.
Man, this shit is good, bro. I hear you. I hear you.
But that, I think that's, I think that's missing. How do you think the rookies and those guys that are transitioning for Steph Curry, Klay, and Draymond, why do you think they come off the bench and play so well?
You got Iguodala on there. You got veterans.
Vets.
Yeah.
The whole team is vetted.
That shit matters, man.
It matters. Veteran players.
Look what happened with Miami when UD and Jimmy Butler got into it. Yep. At the end of the fucking season, what that turned around for them. That turned around.
But you need that vet. I remember when we came in the league, there was players that were 37, 38, 39. Some played, some didn't, but they were just there.
They were there.
Just there.
They teach you
how to live.
Not to do the dumb shit that your mind wants you to do as a young kid.
Just basketball, just life. Yeah. It's hoop too, but it's life, bro. Yeah. It's the pitfalls that they've been through. Right. And I feel like the league is so young now, and they always want to go off potential instead of just have, like, you know what a Jamal Crawford is going to give you, but you all on the court, but you also know what kind of leadership he can give you.
I'm going to tell you where they need to add a vet at, because I see some shit spiraling out of control.
Where?
In Memphis, bro. They need a vet over there. The shit that I'm seeing on social media.
Mm-hmm. These boys are wilding right now.
Yep.
They living. I'm not mad at it.
I ain't mad at it, because we were
active too, but it just wasn't on camera. You know what I mean? So it's just giving the wrong image. That's all it is. Right. It's going to slow you down.
Vets, though.
It's going to slow you down.
Look at what Patrick Beverly did for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Love it.
Bro, I talked to my guys and coach. It was like, yo, if the coach, remember I told you, if the coaches fuck up on the scout report, in film session, Pat saying, yo, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he holding everybody accountable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he changed, I think he helped Cat out.
Oh, no question.
How he balanced out everybody else, but he's helping every player.
Cat's tough there. Now.
He's got it.
He ain't being picked on like he used to.
He was the one you picked up.
Walking back now.
Shit,
he ain't had no bark before.
Right. He was the one you'd be like, oh, no.
We count out Bron?
So what do y'all feel like needs to happen for that to work? Russ, AD. First of all, AD gotta stay healthy.
You think he's just too fragile?
Oh, AD?
AD? You think he's just too fragile?
I don't like that group. I don't like Russ, Bron, AD. I don't like that trio. I love Russ as a player, but I don't like him with Bron.
I think it's him and Bron
because both of them need the ball. Russ, to me, he's not a guy that you just gonna put in the corner. He can't play off the ball. Russ needs the ball.
And he's not a Kyrie where when you give it to him, he can create and do all the things. So it's like, there's two people who need to go downhill.
So you don't see anything, you don't see it working either, Gil?
It has to be a great offensive game plan for both of them. It has to be a great set. Like,
only way it's gonna work.
Russ
got to come off the bench.
Ooh.
And Rumble,
just that's the only way. That's the only way to work, bro. With them in the starting lineup together.
Because you got to think, he's playing against the second unit. The ball's going to run through him.
Give him the ball.
How do you tell Mr. Triple-Double come off the bench?
If you want this feeling right here.
Right. You're right. Talk about.
You want this feeling right here?
Sacrifice.
You got to sacrifice.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just going to be honest.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about for it to work. I don't see him doing it.
It's going to be hard
to stay there. Oh, no doubt it'd be tough.
Listen.
I have a problem with that.
I got to sit on the bench and watch. Who going to be starting in front of me? Who? What's their names? I don't even know who their names is, but I got to watch them start. Oh, man, I'll be the most hateful man in the world.
I think in a way that it works. To me, the biggest person that has to make a sacrifice is Bron, because I feel like Bron can get his shit going wherever he wants. So I think if he lets Russ work a majority of the game, he picks and chooses spots and plays the mid-post. But he can play
who
more
comes
that.
Out?
No, first 5 minutes, let Russ start off. Because Bron is a decoy anyway. You know how he decoys at the beginning?
Right.
Russ, go.
Go.
Russ, you go. And then when they sub you out, I'll go. Like him and the Gauskas. Gauskas gets the first 5 minutes. And then as soon as Gauskas got.
But I like Bron working out of that post, mid-post, pinch post, and screener. Mm-hmm. To me, I think he can control the game from that area and let Russ rock until he feels like it's time for him to go. Because he can play off the ball. He could play in the corner. You know what I mean? He could play in that mid and dominate that.
What were they missing this year? They were missing shooting.
Shooting. They ain't have no shooting.
So you have 30 seconds, we already talking Lakers. I love it.
I mean, they were missing shooting. And you can't replace shooting.
Can't replace shooting.
I think they can make it work. I think AD's got to be healthy, and LeBron can sacrifice.
We got to call it, y'all, but we appreciate y'all pulling up. Game 6 Finals Watch Party. Warriors 2022 NBA Champions. 4 rings. Finally got to LeBron's level. Congrats.
Shout out to them boys.
Congrats.
Shout out to them boys.
You're on LeBron's level now. Stop. Y'all on LeBron's level now. Ready to go. No, I'm just kidding. No. We got Chris Johnson, Matt Barnes. We got Gil. We got T-Mac. We appreciate y'all, and we'll see y'all soon.